Simon Reish Dalet, Sif Aleph through Zion. The Menachem Sturman, his wife, packs him up lunch every day. And though she thinks it's healthy, he thinks it's more daima to rabbit food. It's always tuna fish and a nice green salad of all types of leafy vegetables that 20 years ago no one ever thought of downing, including sprouts and wild berries and mushrooms, raw onions, and the like. So he was munching happily on the tuna fish and made a shakal on it, like it says in the Mishnah, like it says in Machaber, fish, vino, basar, eggs, you make a shakal. Then the shakal is what bracha to make on the salad. Bracha to make on the salad, does it get a hadama? Does it not get a hadama? It has mushrooms inside. What are mushrooms? Mushrooms are hadama, mushrooms are... Even the things, the leafy vegetables, what are those? Are those hadama? Are those shakal? What is it? As he was, something brought to shakal, he figures the shakal, continues eating. Now, he couldn't get it down. He just pushed it, couldn't get the salad down. Now, he's not going to tell his wife that. He needs a little bit of damage control, as they say. So he decided to put on some wine vinegar. Wine vinegar is the only type of vinegar they have in the house because the wife is health. They don't know synthetic vinegar. It's only wine vinegar. You don't have wine vinegar now? We actually do. So he puts on the wine vinegar as a little bit of salad dressing. And as we'll see in Simon Reshid Beis, does it make it to the end of this month, Beis Hashem Yisbarach, the second last day of this month? You have to make a bracha on a tafel. Therefore, you put in a salad dressing, you have no das for it, you make a bracha on it. Just what bracha do you make on wine vinegar? Do you make a bracha on wine vinegar? Well, one thing that I can tell you, it didn't help at all. And he was still trying to get his salad down. The only way that he was able to get it down was wash it down with a cup of water. So now, what bracha do you make on the cup of water? Do you make a bracha on the cup of water? Help Menachem Sturman with his dilemma. So we'll try to help him. With regard to tuna fish, that's clear. Tuna fish, even if it's mixed together with eggs, it's still going to be a shakal. Both of those are a shakal. Now, with regard to leafy vegetables and the like, if they grow wild and they're not planted, then in Hanami, the halacha is that you would make a shakal on them, you would not make a adamo. However, once, even if 20 years ago they were not planted and no one thought to eat sprouts, and if you picked the sprouts, it would be a shakal. Nevertheless, now that people specifically plant sprouts as the ravid, and that's our paskal halacha l'maisa, anything which is planted for the sake of eating, then in a chram is going to get adama, any leafy vegetable, look at them. That is, however, mushrooms are not that way. Mushrooms don't grow like regular leafy vegetables, and mushrooms are shakal. Pashtas, if they're in a salad, they'll be a tafel, and you're not going to have to make a brach on them, especially if you made a shakal on the tuna fish. However, with the salad, l'chara, you wouldn't have to make a bracha on the hadama on the salad. Wild berries that we mentioned, that's different. Wild berries, even if they're not planted, since they're choshev, therefore, they have more, they get a bracha of hadama. The Mishnah Berurah says the chor is referring to because it grows on a low bush, and therefore it would be a hadama, it's not going to be a eitz. But it's something which is, even when it's not planted, that's the difference, says the Mishnah Berurah, between berries and leafy vegetables. Leafy vegetables are not choshev, only if it's planted, the shame eating, then it gets hadama. However, berries are intrinsically choshev, and therefore they'll be hadama, even if they're not planted. With regard to wine vinegar, that's the chaymitz that's referred to over here. Al chaymitz levadei in mevarach klum neishu mazika. If you're drinking it by yourself, then in a chanami you would not make a bracha. However, once it's a garnish to a salad and you could get it down, lechayrol, any scenario that you could, it's like shemen, that you give it the same klum. There's already the third thing that we found that by itself we say that it's mazik if you eat it by itself. However, if you eat it as a refuah, depending on how you eat it, then it will get the bracha. The first thing is shemen, the second thing is nutmeg, ego is muscat. That the Mishnah Berurah said, it has a similar thing like shemen, it depends on how you drink it. There, you would make a bracha on it by yourself, l'chor. And the chaymis is also, by itself you wouldn't make a bracha on it. However, if it's coming to garnish, it's coming with together with water, in a way that is palatable, then it gets a shahakol. It's dependent on whether or not Rechei cholo v'taymei chamro chamrohu. V'rach al-bei pi'agafim, like the Machaber says, that we go, the way that the preacher says it, zil basar, simanich zil basar taymo. He always goes basar, the tam, not the smell. Even if it smells like wine, but if it tastes like vinegar, then you make a shakal on it. What's considered taste like vinegar? Anything that people don't drink it as wine already. This is, people have told me, a number of cases I've had that people have mentioned to me that they made Kiddush or Havdalah or something like that and they spit it out because it was no good. Somebody's just telling me now there was an old bottle that was sitting around. They're mechaved them. A bracha brought it over or something, like a bottle from 2005 or something. And a kinnir was from 2005. And it was, I don't know what it was sitting on. You're just supposed to age. It's supposed to, but it wasn't. Something which is not right to drink, and then betzem, it's not a gofen, it's a shakel. Now, if you want to get it down with water, then we saw it depends. Chanak teyumtzev, the only reason why you're drinking the water, you're not being nemen, is just to get it down. Or, like the Bir Halacha says, something which is stuck in your, he says you feel like it's keneged alev, you need something to, you're not choking on it, but you need it to get it down through your, down your esophagus. It's also shakel, says the Mishnah Berurah, also in a case where the doctor tells you to drink water in the morning, that's a shakel. In a regular case that a person goes to the fridge to take a cup of water, the pasha says he's being nene, and in a case where the doctor tells him to drink, that would not be a shakel, but in a standard case where the chaych is nene, the Mishnah Berurah says, in a chanami, that would be a shakel. But the cases where you're only doing it because the doctor says drink 5 cups of water in the morning, or to drink, to get a pill down, or to kedemeh, those things in a chanami would not be a shakel. If it's just to get the salad down, itaka wouldn't have to make a bracha.